This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've been talking about this morning, and the fact that, no, it is true. Now, is it a true addiction? I have thoughts on that, but it is real. I mean, look around you. Go to a restaurant. Go out to a bar. Look inside as you drive by somebody else in the morning.
Car next to you.
Everybody's on their phone, whether you're driving, you're texting, you're talking, you're surfing the web. If you go to the bathroom, you can't go to the bathroom without your phone, right? Mm. You are sitting across from somebody, and you're literally having a conversation, and I catch myself doing it, and I'm like, God damn, I got to put this thing in my pocket and stop it, because we have become wildly uncomfortable without being fed information.
Our next guest is a recovering sex and drug addict who has used his experiences to help people across over 27 countries and 6 continents break the cycle of various forms of addiction. And now he's featured on the A&E docuseries, Digital Addiction. Please welcome, Craig Parra.
Hey Craig, welcome to the show.
It is a pleasure to be here, Johnny.
It's a weird subject because I think sometimes we throw around the word addiction because it's the best word for it, but there's such varying levels of it. We were just talking off air about, I have friends who've been addicted to opiates who like literally would kill a human being to get the money to buy opiates. You know, women who become hookers to get methamphetamines.
That's right. Which is very real.
Well,
there's a spectrum of harm. Seems to be getting worse. More and more people are struggling. More and more people are identifying with that word. Yeah. That does have, a real big spectrum.
Yeah, you're right. Because I always go, listen, there's a lot of things I like. I like porn, too. And probably more than I should. But in the end, I also know it's a personal choice. I could never look somebody in the eye and say I was addicted.
But it hopefully isn't costing you your marriage or your relationship. You know what I mean? Like that's for the people who are crossing over, Johnny. The people who their lives are being impacted in a negative way, and that's what this show really gives us a powerful look into. In my case, I work with two twin brothers, 30 years old, who've lost themselves in video games and pornography, and deep down inside, they hate themselves and they're losing. Escaping with technology.
Yeah, well, listen, the nonstop gaming has to lead to porn because you're not meeting anybody, are you?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
It's real. It is real. Well, we have a law, a rule that we'll lay down when we'll go on these motorcycle trips. Buddies, we've all known each other for a long time. And we'll hit a bar, and finally, we made a rule. Everything goes in the middle of the table. They stack the phones up. You touch your phone, you pick up the bar tab.
Love it.
Because it was the only way.
Great practical way to get people to put them down.
Yeah, because you see it now all the time. You can tell these people are on a date. Like, you're like both attractive. You're like, you seem like you like each other, but somehow they both end up in their own phones.
Don't you feel lucky, Johnny, that you didn't grow up like that? I feel like the last of a generation, an old G, who was blessed to not have that phone and not have that escape. Anytime I needed it, I think it's really awesome in some ways. And of course, I get to see the dark side of it, and it's really hurting people.
Well, and what people don't know is that they're being fed all this misinformation or their own likes. After I watched that Social Dilemma documentary, and they explained the algorithms from the very people who created them, not just secondhand or opinion, the people who made the programs to sell you things, and then they've been exploited to literally make you think brand new ways, make you think that everybody feels just like you. Everything you see on this social media, everything you see, every ad is catered towards you, and you are being tracked, but it's all through your digital time.
And the scary phrase from that documentary for me, Johnny, was when they talked about these companies in a race to the base of the brainstem.
Right.
Tapping into primal, you know, like likes and anger, you know, those primal behaviors, and they're wiring, and they're getting better and better at tapping into that part of our brain.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. No, listen, if you'd have told me 20 years ago, one day there'd be a group of humans, and not a small group, who believed that there were satanic cannibal pedophiles on an island trying to get the adrenochrome, it was so preposterous, but yet people would freak out if you challenged it. And you're like, but it's because they're being fed this nonstop in a way that they believe it to be true because it's all they're getting fed.
Right. They're stuck in their echo chamber. It's certainly become compulsive. It's their escape from the reality that they're struggling to pay their medical bills. They're not happy in their jobs. They don't feel good about themselves, and they don't have purpose in their lives. And it's easy to find it in these echo chambers of, you know, people sucking people further and further down, you know, a rabbit hole of misinformation.
Yeah. So why is it we're not comfortable anymore? And I caught myself doing this yesterday. I was waiting for some passport photographs to come back, and just a few minutes in a CVS, but I sat down in a chair and I pulled my phone out, and I was like, why can't I just sit here and think of nothing?
Because we've gotten more and more accustomed to addressing that discomfort with a cat video, you know, connecting with somebody, you know, through social media. We're uncomfortable, and we now have an easy go-to, and that go-to is now it's right on our body, and it's even easier in apps like TikTok, which are doubling and tripling the on-screen time, the industry metric. How many people are staying on screen? TikTok is like destroying all records because it's one great video after the next great video after the next great video, and you feel like you accomplished something, like you learned something. But you didn't. You wasted 2 hours of your life consuming instead of using those 2 hours to create.
Yeah, no, there's a big discussion here. And now I know we've already ran through our interview time, but I will tell you, I'm going to watch the show Digital Addiction Mondays, 9 o'clock on A&E, because I do find this stuff fascinating, and I do apply it to myself because I think, dude, I'm as big a hypocrite as anybody with this stuff.
Well, it's really taught me some painful lessons, Johnny. And if you told me that at 51 years old I'd be a, you know, world famous porn addiction coach, I would have said you're insane, you're crazy. It was the most ridiculous thing that you could possibly think of, and yet here I am because of my own failures and you know, happen to found my knack.
Good for you. You know what? And good for you. But second, last question: what was your favorite genre of pornography?
Oh my gosh! Goodness gracious! I don't even going to answer that question. I'm pleading the fifth.
All right, listen. I think you handle it beautifully because you do have to have a bit of a sense of humor in this world. But it is serious. I'm going to watch your show, and you're welcome back here anytime, Craig.
Awesome! Can't wait to talk again, Johnny.
All right, dude. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.